Κάντε like, μοιραστείτε, σχολιάστε, ακολουθήστε μας στο Facebook, στο SBS Greek.
Mr. Leontiou, first of all, let's start with an overview of your book titled A Wog in a Fish Shop. What is it all about?
Pretty much it's about me as a child, and it was during the years of 1960 to 1969. So it all centers around that time period, which is very bygone now in time. And it's about various things that happened to me during that time as a child in a fish and chip shop, and also various things that were going on in the world at that time for context, and my schooling and so forth. So school and the fish shop and so forth, just my childhood around that age.
Where is it placed?
In Adelaide, South Australia, in a place called Northfield Primary School, and also Hampstead Road, Northfield, Theo's Fish and Chip Shop. I think it really has to do with Greekness at the time of my childhood. You know, like for example, my father, we had the typical Greek, well, I think typical Greek house where he'd gone and painted the garage, the Greek flag. You know, we had Greek blue everywhere. We had a fountain out the front, and that fountain, the uncles and my father decided to build this thing. We'd gone down cockles all around the fountain, and it had a little pond in front. And my father went and dug a trench and put a hose underneath, and this hose came out the top. When he turned it on, it would be a fountain. The trouble was that at the time, he didn't know about reticulation, which is like a fountain pump, which pumps water around in a circle. What he did was if the relatives were coming over for a trapezi, he'd go out the front, turn it on just before they got there, and then quickly rush out once they were in and turn the tap back off, because otherwise we'd end up with a flood. You know, and I think there's a very important point here in terms of reflection on what we did in the past and how what happens now. We seem to become, as a society, we're becoming more isolationist. We're becoming in some ways more prejudiced. You wouldn't think that in our digitally advanced world, but it seems to be the case where we're becoming more extreme in our thinking and so forth. And also we're becoming increasingly PC correct. You know, and one of the things while I was writing it, and this was during COVID, what was going on in Adelaide at the time was they were talking about tearing down monuments to the people that had discovered Australia. I'm not talking about Aboriginals now, and that's the point. But it had to do with how we thought at that time. And I think that it's important that we as a people look at our past and appreciate our past, and that's a way forward into the future. So I think there's other things in it besides anecdotes and stories about me as a child. It's to do with reflecting on our past. And I think when we do that, it gives us a positive view at our future and where we're heading as a humankind.
I know through our discussions off air that one of the reasons that prompted you to write this book was to reconnect with your Greek identity.
Yeah, see, when I was younger, I was embarrassed at being a Greek. Sad to say that now, but I was embarrassed because there was prejudices and all those sorts of things. But it wasn't until I got a bit older that I realized the importance of actually embracing where we came from and who we are as a people. And I think one of the things that's very sad for me is my father died when I was in my 20s. My mother got dementia. And so I never really got to know about who they were as people. One of the things that prompted me was that I wanted my children to know about where I came from and what I knew and how I felt. You know, it was a very different time back in the 60s. Back in the 60s, I think we were the first Greeks to get a TV back in 1963, I think it was. A fridge was comprised of a box where you put a block of ice in the top and you waited for it to melt. That's how it was. It was very, very different. So I just wanted them to understand how different it was from the world we are in now. And that was very important for me to convey that to them. So that's how it pretty much started, was just trying to convey something, make it interesting for them in terms of reading it, not boring. So that's the essence of it, I think.
And finally, tell us a few things about mum and dad.
My mother, she was feisty. She was small and she was feisty. She would get angry very easily, not at family, but senus. You know, like I remember in a fishing shop once, the woman next door, rightly so, had come in and she was yelling at my mother about some delinquent thing that I'd done or something. And my mother, on the other side of the bench, grabbed her by the hair, pulled her through the chips she was wrapping up, over the counter, dragged her through the back of the shop, through the yard and through the prickles and everything else, and stuck her head in the toilet and flushed it because we had an outside toilet. Yeah, I don't think you'd get away with that quite now.
Where was your mother from?
She was from an island called Chios, from a village called Gardamila. That's where the Mestica comes from.
And your father?
He's from Farmagusta, which is in Cyprus, northern part of Cyprus, which is part of the occupied territories now.
Θέλετε να ακούσετε περισσότερες ιστορίες σαν και αυτήν? Ακούστε στο Apple Podcast, στο Google Podcast, στο Spotify ή οπουδήποτε ακούτε podcast.